Hello, this is James, otherwise known as Brother Tupos.
Hello, Tupo.
Yes, this, who is speaking?
I talked to you a while ago here, so how come Benjamin won't answer my phone call?
Well, just so you know, as before, my phone calls are audio recorded. Is this George?
That's okay. It's audio recorded. So why wouldn't Benjamin answer my phone call?
What are you calling us back for? I thought you said you want nothing to do with us, sir.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out what's your plan here.
If you would talk to David, is David Cheddar one of the leaders there? I left him a message. I text him. I also text all four of her boys. Ryan did answer, so I know he got the message. And I said that we are more than happy to set up a group phone call with myself and my brothers. Brother Shabar would be included. And with your men. And we would talk about what's transpired, why Sister Rachel left, and how this all could be possibly remedied so that she can serve Christ in spirit and truth.
So why, I don't understand it. Why are you picking out us as a hunter?
I'm not picking you out, and hopefully you're not going to swear at me and use any more vulgar language. Can we agree to that?
No, I'm not going to swear. I apologize if I swore at you. I was in the middle of country here in traffic, and kind of surprised me, but...
Well, we got to walk in the spirit, not the flesh. I understand the flesh can get the best of you, but if we're born of God by the gospel, I'll be honest, I don't see the fruit of that in many Hutterite men, being born of the Holy Spirit. But we're not picking on you, sir. She was part of that religious system her whole life. Brother Zelos...
I'm not worried about Rachel. I want to know what's your beef with the Hutterites? Why are you?
Well,
Chris Benjamin, Patrick,
yeah.
Rich.
Well, they were part of the Hutterites, and Brother Zelos, Patrick left. Brother Shabar also left, and he's also united to us. Sister Rachel has left. We don't have a beef with any person in general. What we don't believe in and what we stand against is false doctrine, false gospels, another Jesus, and man-made tradition. So what I would recommend, now that you seem to be a lot more level-headed here and thinking straight, what I would recommend is you guys go on the internet, go look up our article that is posted on my website. I sent David, and I sent it to you too. I sent you the link. Go look it up, and it lays out clearly what is wrong with the Hutterites' gospel, what's wrong with all their man-made traditions. And then we're ready to set up a meeting and go to the phone with you and talk like men and go to the Holy Scriptures. Not traditions of men, not my teachings, not Brother Shabar's teachings. We're going to go to Holy Scripture. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. We don't answer to man-made traditions. We answer to the Word of God, who is ultimately Christ made flesh, came into the world.
So don't you think that everybody should have their own choice of what religion they want to do? Why do you try and shove it down, so to speak?
Well, here's what I would say to you.
Who made you say what's right?
Here's what I would say to you is I'm united to saints, and I don't have to hold them in bondage. I don't have to keep their money. I don't have to keep them in a colony to have unity. But when people want to leave the Hutterite community, they got to sneak out like dirty dogs. Because really, well, hold on. Her husband, Eddie, would not let people come and share the biblical gospel with her and would not let her have communication with godly saints. So I don't think you know what you're talking about. They were limiting to her to where she could not live for Christ. And you just said it. Everyone should have the choice. You can all live in that community if you want. It's going to cost you your soul if you do. You can live under man-made traditions, but she chose not to.
That's for you to say, whole soul is lost and hope.
Well, Scripture tells us. Scripture tells us. Jesus said in Mark 7, 6 through 9, that the keeping of man-made traditions causes your worship of God to be in vain. And the Hutterites practice many, many man-made traditions, whether it's a false gospel calling the colony an ark, whether it's false dead baptism, dead Lord's Supper, whether it's Christmas, Easter, Good Friday that are pagan holidays, whether it's living in community and having to put yourself be lorded over by men that are not biblical and are carnal and fleshly and will swear, all types of things like that. You're supposed to be a leader, and you acted like a carnal man. You acted like a man that I was before I was born again, sir. I'm no better than you. I'm no better than you, but you know what? I am different. I've been changed by the Spirit of God, and I would never, as a man of God, use the kind of language you use, sir. That's the fruit. That's the fruit of the Hutterites. Because I have God's word. Because in the book of John, chapter 14, chapter 16, Jesus says, I will manifest myself to you. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will teach you all truth.
I know that. I got my old scripture that I can read.
Well,
okay, then, so tell my brother-in-law to show me.
Then you'll know what the scriptures say. We can know all truth. Can I preach the gospel to you? Can I preach the biblical gospel to you, how to find eternal life? Because I care about your soul.
No, I just felt that Benjamin or souls or whatever you call it.
I would like to share the gospel with you. Do you men want to have a phone call to talk about this situation?
Just tell Benjamin to phone me.
No, Benjamin won't. Why would he call you if you don't want to talk about the gospel, sir?
I just said because he's my brother-in-law.
Well, it doesn't matter. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. If you don't want the truth, you won't have relatives anymore, sir. You won't have relatives anymore. The relatives that reject God, Rachel's relatives, will be dead to her. Just like mine are to me, my wife's are to her. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. I suppose he hung up on me. Yep, another phone call from George Cheddar of the Thompson Hutterite Colony. He had a little bit more control this time. He wasn't swearing at me using vulgar words. You notice he doesn't want to go to the gospel. He doesn't want to go to scripture. He's more worried about his brother-in-law, who is Brother Shabar, Ben, than he is about the truth of God's word. More evidence against these men that they are spiritless and they show the fruit that's not of God's spirit. But the truth goes out. God be praised.